agriculture. At least 48 groups of farmers in Migori County received 84 hybrid cattle from the devolved government worth over ₱97 million. Among the distributed animals at Nyamosense, Komasoko Ward in Kuria West Sub-County were 63 in-calf heifers and 21 Sahiwal bulls given out to help boost milk and meat production within the region. During the event presided over by the Deputy Governor, Dr. Joseph Mahiri, farmers were urged to jealously guard the animals while caring for them at their homes in order to give them good income. The animals would only thrive in an environment where they are not exposed to diseases, said Dr. Mahiri. Some of the cattle that were distributed to groups of farmers in Migori County at Nyamosense Komasoko Ward in Kuria West through a program aimed at increasing milk and meat production. Photo by Evans Shiandu. The deputy governor said the county leadership was keen to promote milk and meat production by giving farmers upgraded breeds and encouraging them to diversify from the indigenous breeds. We are currently working with partners to ensure that the current shortfall in milk and meat is addressed. This will only be possible through supplying farmers with the improved type of cattle, he explained. Migori County has faced a serious shortfall in milk production, only producing 25 million liters of milk annually, which is way lower than its demand of 88 million liters per year. To bridge the gap, the region has perennially imported milk from far-flung regions of Kericho, Kisii, Nandi, Transmara and even as far as Tarim in the neighboring country, Tanzania. Migori County Executive Committee Member, CEC, in charge of agriculture, livestock and fisheries, Lucas Mosender, said the program to offer farmers the upgraded breed is an initiative embedded in the county manifesto and would ensure that farmers get the right animals to elevate their economic status. Christine Roby, a farmer in Nyamosense Komasoko Ward in Kuria West who was one of the beneficiaries speaking to the media after receiving her cattle through a program aimed at increasing milk and meat production. Photo by Evans Shiandu. The program aims at giving out hybrid cattle in all the 8 constituencies within the region up to the ward levels, said Mosender, adding that each of the 48 wards will get 2 animals. The farmers have been organized in a way that calves sired from animals given to a group will be distributed amongst the group members, he explained. A beneficiary farmer, Christine Roby, appreciated the gesture and promised to take care of the group animals by following the firm instructions from experts to help fulfill the dream of the county. This will reduce our over-reliance on milk from other regions, she noted.